filling station to have it lubricated, what would you call that? You'd say, I'm going to have my car.
I don't know much about cars.
Well, what about tractors? So, did you ever take a gun and pump?
Never used a tractor.
Never used a tractor either. Well, after you fry bacon in the morning, if you felt the inside of your skillet, you'd say that the skillet is
greasy.
Mm-hmm. What kind of stove did you say you had in there? A heater.
It's an oil stove.
Oil?
Yeah.
When people used to burn wood a lot, they'd get a can full of stuff and they'd slosh a little bit of it on before they'd start it. What'd you call that stuff?
Kerosene.
Either one. You call it, use both words.
They use coal oil, but they call it kerosene now.
I see. All right. If you were to buy toothpaste or something of that sort, what would you get it in? What kind of a container? What do you call a container the toothpaste comes in?
I've seen those
whenever
you do yourself.
Oh, well, a tire on a car. You have the tire, then you have something inside the tire. What do you call the thing inside the tire? Uh-huh. If you were to go out here to this lake that's been built and do a little fishing, what kind of a boat would you use, probably?
I wouldn't use any. I don't think you can use rowboats, it's motorboats.
Uh-huh. If the boat was up on the shore and they were going to put it into the water, what would you call that? Putting it into the water.
I don't know. I never had any dealings with boats.
I see. If you plan to go to church at night, if you plan to go to church tonight, somebody calls you up and asks you whether you plan to be there, you'd say, yes, I'm,
Well, I'd say, yes, I'm going to be there, I expect.
Right.
I aim to.
You'd say, yes, I'm, Say it again for me, will you please?
I'm planning to be there.
Mm-hmm. if somebody was passing out, say, dessert after a meal, and they passed you by, and you wanted to ask about yours, what might you say? You wanted to know whether they were going to give you any or not. What would you say?
Well, I'd probably say, what about the dessert?
You think you might say, am I going to get some?
Yeah, I'll tell what I might say.
If my mother was try to dress her child in the morning, or was getting the clothes out for the child, let the child dress itself, she might hand the child the clothes and say,
here's your clothes, right?
All right. If you were say going to take a splinter out of your boy's finger or something like that when he was little, and your wife would ask you what you were going to do or told you to be careful, you might say, if you didn't intend to hurt him, you'd say, I'm not,
not going to hurt him, I
haven't. Right. if you have an argument with somebody and you know you're right, the third person comes up, you'd say, perhaps I'm right. You'd go over the argument with the third person and you'd say, I'm right. And then you'd say something else. I'm right.
What do you think? I'm like that.
Uh-huh. All right. If somebody accused you of doing something that you hadn't done, you'd say, you want to tell him that you weren't the one who'd done it. No, it. No, it wasn't me.
Something like that, I suppose.
Uh-huh. When your wife used to do all your cooking, she put something around her like this to keep her dress clean when she was in the kitchen. What'd you call the thing she put around her?
Apron.
All right, fine. I'm going to have to change that tape.